Katya, what are the environmental problems in your country?
Well, I can think of three problems. One is water drought, the scarcity of water. Second, we have a lot of air pollution. And third, a lot of deforestation.
Okay. So, can you tell me about deforestation in your country?
Well, Mexico is big and we have areas that have a lot of trees, but unfortunately, many factories have been moving into that area in particular, and they take down the trees. That has been happening for so long that the areas have increased, and because of that, a lot of indigenous people are displaced, and as well as a lot of the animals have died or it has decreased. So unfortunately, that has been a big problem in certain parts of Mexico. But then, of course, there are some things that are being done. For example, the government has placed certain areas that are to remain untouched. And also, they are bringing more trees in certain areas and planting them, and hopefully it will bring the green area back to where it was before.
Really, that's good. But how bad is the water scarcity problem?
Well, water scarcity, I think it's one of the major problems that Mexico has. For example, I can just talk about Mexico City. Mexico City was built on top of a lake, and we Mexicans have been using the water from the lake to supply our water needs. But this has been going for so long that we basically used all the water that was left. And now we are trying to figure out where to bring water from. This is a big problem that Mexico faces. We don't have many wells that we can get water from. And unfortunately, also a big problem, it's with the piping system, a lot of leaks, and actually a big percentage of our water is lost through leaks. What is being done about that problem? Well, first, they're fixing the pipes. That's a basic way to start. Also, we are only allowed to use water certain days of the week to water our gardens or wash our trees or wash our cars. And so, yeah, and I think the Mexicans were becoming more conscious on how to use water. So I think hopefully that will help with the water scarcity problem.
And what about air pollution?
Well, actually, we also have the air pollution problem. And if you go to Mexico, if it's any day of the week from Monday to Friday, it's very hard to see the sun. It's always very cloudy. Your skin becomes very dirty, actually, and it's very hard to breathe because of the high contamination. There are many cars, too many cars that is really hard to breathe. And you can tell that also by Saturday and Sunday, you can actually see the sun because a lot of the people are not driving since it's the weekend. And also, it was said that you can measure the pollution of Mexico City by counting how many dead birds you can find on the streets because of the high contamination. And but yeah, that's unfortunately a very bad situation. However, Mexico has put some rules that if you have a car, you can only drive it on a certain days of the week and at any time that you like. So hopefully that will help in the future to prevent much more contamination. And of course, there are other things that there have been done. There are more parks to help with the pollution. But yeah, I think this is the main thing that they have done regarding the transportation, just preventing people to drive as much as they want.